time of the year when we celebrate. Let our hearts fill with hallelujah. Let's clap and rejoice, for the birth of the Lamb is why we dance. So with gladness we proclaim the
Amen. And I thank God for all the friends, amen, and frenemies, whoever's listening in. Amen. Whether before or after the rapture, I say praise the Lord. You know, we're going to deviate a little bit, amen, later on I'm going to deal with this more in depth, but we're going to talk about this is the Christmas week, hallelujah, before, amen, we celebrate the birth of our Savior, hallelujah. Let's go before the throne of grace, amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you, we do praise you, we do bless you, we do honor you. We just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come before you. We thank you, amen, that we are reminded of how it was paid for. Amen. Who came to pay for our sins? We thank you, Lord God. Father God, right now, we're asking right now that you would bless us with the intelligence of your wisdom in the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus. We ask that you bless the eyes of our understanding to be more enlightened, that we would more know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, the inheritance you have in the saints, the great and exceeding power you've made available to those of us that submit and obey you. Father God, we're asking right now that you would strengthen us with might in our inner man. Bless us with a complete understanding of the love of Christ. Amen. The length, the width, the breadth, the depth, the height of the love of Christ, which surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask that you bless us with the knowledge of your will. And we thank you that we are empowered, amen, to carry out your will, to be fruitful in every good work. We ask that you bless us to grow in the knowledge of God. Father, right now I ask that you bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people and even my own. We want it to be all of you and none of me, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you're doing stuff like this, you seek God every step of the way. And anyway, right now, it's something that we've been talking about, the covenants, the covenant particularly, and what it represents and how significant they are. Because again, a lot of people have it, don't know they have it. There are people that think they have it and don't have it. But amen, that's what I'm here for, to try to help, amen, people get a revelation, because this is the real life. People, it's very soon, it's going to be absolutely clear who was right. You know, there's all debates in the world, and every now and then you see these people saying all roads lead to heaven. No, they don't. You know, all roads don't lead to my house. How are going all roads going? God is not confused. He was not. This, everything that's going on that's good was intentional. Amen. And the side effects of life, the negative aspect, is a byproduct of the fact that you are not God, I am not God. And that's the main thing we have to be clear about. You know, you would tend to think, when I listen to even some there are actually people that teach as though God does things haphazardly, that he didn't completely think it out. That's not even possible. The reality is they never ask God for details, because it doesn't make human sense. I mean, particularly now, you know, this issue, I love the Christmas issue. You know, I once asked God after he cleared up that he exists. Amen. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not sure about God, let me tell you, it's a simple way to get some assurance. Praise him. I mean, praise him like you're going to die the next 2 seconds. Because that's how you would act. And I'll tell you what, if Ephesians 5:18 tells you, say, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And it tells you, if you praise God, you sing to God, he'll come fill you with his presence. And that's what you want for an assurance. You know, it ain't about how many scriptures you can remember. I know there's some people I can name right now, probably could quote the whole Bible, and they still ain't figured out who to pray to. See, quoting the scripture and not understanding it, is two different things, amen. And we're gonna talk. Let me get on here, because you know this is life. That's all it is. It's not, you know, Satan threw the word religion in there to make it seem like it was optional and really not that serious. It is the most serious aspect of your life, because you need to understand how and why you were created. And see, and that's the thing. Man thinks he knows all the answers, and he thinks he knows or going to eventually figure it out. Well, God wrote it down. The Bible is the most complex book on the planet, but yet God is the one that holds the key to simplify it. Yeah, does it make human logic? No. But we ain't running nothing. We ain't calling no shots. Amen. We have to follow the orders of God. And God is very compassionate, obviously, merciful, meaning that we're guilty and can be judged righteously by him and destroyed. But he's merciful and often bypass judgment for stuff we plan on doing. We plan to do stupid, and he's stopping. So we're going to start out with Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Now, think about this. Okay, 4,000 years prior to this, God created the first man, the first Adam. Okay, now, he did not, after Adam sinned, which was going to happen. I know I get pushback on that. You know, Adam was created perfect. The babies come out perfect till they get a monster, then that goes away. I wake up perfect till I go out and drive. Sometimes that goes away. That's going to happen. Why? You are not God. Remember, you are not omnipresent. You are not omnipotent. You are not omniscient. Omniscient is that all-knowing, okay? You are cognition. You're not all-knowing. From science, I think they say we use 15% of our mind, which means we're only allowed to connect to 15% of the Spirit of God. A Christian has the Spirit of God. That's a distinguishing factor between Christians and other religions. We have received the Spirit of God. Amen. So we're going to read in Luke chapter 2. Now, I mean, contemplate this activity. I mean, all that went on. You know, I mean, everywhere, my pastor and everybody else, the pastor, when they get to talking about, you gotta really let your imagination see into that world and see into the mind of God. Ask God to show you, amen, the roadmap to his mind, because I'm telling you, it becomes a very exciting story when you hear it from his perspective, when you see it his way. I get joy chill bumps when I hear about this. You know, I'm only 71, and I still enjoy Christmas. You know, I know ain't no Santa Claus. My kids never knew who Santa Claus was. He was their daddy. They never had a thought. And it never let me tell y'all something about kids. Kids just want some toys. You are not going to break their heart. You know, they're not going to grow up depressed telling them you Santa Claus. Because why? It fits. You know if they're naughty or not. Hallelujah. And it ain't no sin to have a little fun with them. Man, them people get all tripped up, you know. And I'm not going to talk about St. Nick's. That wasn't what I was given to study. It says in Luke chapter 2. Okay, verse 5 right there. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you know, you can go on. You know, it's amazing that you when God explodes, I have a set of teachings, amen, that the Lord blessed me with me, and I listen to him because he be doing talking. I have to go back and listen to him, and he be saying stuff, and I'm like, man, that's deep. You know, I don't just come up with all this stuff. But that event, it's amazing. You know, despite all the challenges, it's because like the Jewish people, despite all their efforts to quash it, they have never been able to successfully do it. You know, the stores, you got whole organizations devoted to stopping Christmas, a total failure. They think they can eradicate. You can't eradicate God. Anyway, I might have said earlier, I asked God, I'm like, why you let Christmas exist? Because in actuality, if you know Jewish history and there are teachings on that, December 25th was not likely Jesus' birthday. All right? Okay, it was not. But that ain't the issue. The issue ain't when he was born. It's why he was born. Amen. And who was born? I mean, you got to see the magnificence of the love of God. Okay? Listen. Go to Isaiah chapter 60. We're going to look at some testimony here from God himself. And go to verse 16. It says, "And thou shalt suck the milk of the Gentiles and suck the breasts of the kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord," all capital L's, I mean, that's in I, Jehovah, "am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob." You know, now let's go, let's skip again. We're going to get, I hope you got your Bible turning or your thumb flipping finger in this new day, new age Bible era. It says, now this is Paul talking to Timothy, one of the early pastors of the church. He says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in the glory." Now, who is that? Now, the issue becomes, do you believe it? And, you know, like, it's amazing. You know, the Lord has prepared me for something, an event that's coming up, and, you know, a debate that ain't going to be a debate, because I ain't going to debate. I'm not going to challenge nobody's belief. You don't believe it? I'm not your judge. I wasn't assigned to debate, okay? Titus 3:9, and then I believe in 1 Timothy chapter 2, somewhere, 6. It basically said, why debate? People that made up their mind, it don't matter if you quote most scripture you think you know. Listen, look at reality, okay? We should just have, it should be Christian church centers, Christian teaching centers, period. Shouldn't be Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Episcopalian, First Baptist. How you get to be first, second, and third? I mean, come on now. Because when? You started first, you started second, you started third. What's the difference? You know, I had a book, and the reason I haven't rebought it, even though it got lost, called The Handbook of Denominations. And now, since I bought it, when I bought it, it was 900 denominations of Christianity. 900. And now it's about 1,000. I think it said it was 1,020. I'm like, that's crazy. Why? Let me tell you something. They're missing the whole point. When you look beyond God, love at work, you miss everything. That's what it's all about. It never gets to be more than that. Trouble in the Bible, challenges in the Bible, all the chaos, that's what it is, crazy chaos, in the Bible is when there is two violations, when they don't love God and don't love their neighbor. And Jesus summed that up, and he made it so perfect. And this is the whole point. We are here to learn that. Now, this is why life goes the way it goes. This is why God took this all this time, amen, to do this way. This is why he didn't give Adam the Ten Commandments and gave them to Moses. And then when he gave them to him, you know what it proved? It proved that they wasn't God and Moses wasn't God. Okay? And the fact is, God demand accountability. It's the simplicity. People overlook something simple. God created you as an individual. You make decisions. He gave you a mind to make decisions, at least most of us. And the ones that lack the ability that was born that way, they're not held accountable. And God expects us to look out for them, and if we don't, he holds us accountable. See, he's covered everything in the Bible, and it's sad that so many Christians have it. If you just read it, God will make it stick. I'm amazed at how well and how I can recall events in the Bible, and now he gives us these helps. We got stuff, man, no one else. Paul would have loved to have this, but he had to, through this. You know, I have a copy of the first Bible. Got 12 books. And it was such a controversial book then that it was called, they were called antithesis and heretics and everything. Why? And they didn't stop. You know what I didn't see? When I read Fox's Book of Martyrs, that they stopped and like, you know what? We're going to go consult God and we'll get back with you, you know? And with God, he sets the time that he is going to answer. That's something, a lesson I learned. I can have, unless he knows there's a specific time frame that I have to have some information, you know, some things, like when I asked God why he let the devil exist, he took 3 months to answer. Now, he don't have a calendar. He don't have a watch. So in him, it wasn't 3 months. It was, I'm gonna show you how God do business. Go to Galatians chapter 4. Amen. This is how God do business. Go to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. And this goes back to the birth of love, our Savior. Hallelujah. Ooh, give me chill bumps down in my spirit. He said, okay. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. See, listen, I get it. Adam threw things off. But if Richard had been born first, he would have threw things off. Okay? And you don't know nobody but Jesus that got it right. All right? That ain't the fact. God didn't come up with plan B after Adam sinned. You're like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. God is omniscient. And to be omniscient, okay, that means you have to be fully aware of everything that exists, every molecule, at all time. That means 15,000 years from now, you have to know who is going to be born, who is going to die, where they're going to be at, what they're going to be thinking, what they're going to be doing, regardless of the amount of people that exist. And God said they're going to be at the sand of the sea. And it's only been 880 billion people. That is not the sand of the sea. We got a beach here in Detroit that got more than 880 billion pieces of sand, grains, okay? God ain't finished. We're just at the very, 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 very beginning of this thing, okay? But we are privileged. We are greatly privileged. If you grasp this, how greatly privileged you are, yeah, your life going through challenges. Why? It's part of your development. It is part of your spiritual development. You know, I don't enter that debate. God don't test people. No, he don't. He trains people. And with training, sometimes you have to give them a test to let them see where they short at. You think about any of you that took a test, you know, and you missed the answers. Amen. You went back and reviewed because, you know, that's what life is about. Listen, the power level is off the charts. We don't even understand it. Why? We haven't had it. You know, again, you got to think about who we have. When you see the term Holy Spirit, that's God. You have a spirit. Okay, you have a mind, will, and emotion. Trapped up in, well, not trapped, you are incarcerated, not incarcerated, but, you know, it locked inside of flesh. And then what God does when you become a Christian, when you say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, you have the Holy Spirit. That's another level of whole power. I mean, it's beyond capability. We learn to use it. It's like you don't give people, as I've said before, you don't get them high. You don't even give no two-year-old some high explosives and let them say, go ahead, light this up. Let's have some fun. Man, he'll kill himself. And look at what we do with what we have. I mean, look at how we act. We should be, at this time, 6,000 years, we should not have events as primitive as we had 5,000 years ago. It don't make no sense. We should not, there should be no wars. If we would just cooperate, if we would just learn love, see, that is why God had to, he had to save us from ourselves. He has to save us from ourselves. Amen. But God, that's why this process went up. I mean, again, he didn't just think, okay, let's go to Isaiah chapter 7. He didn't just think this up, okay? And then down through history, God had to find somebody that would even listen to him. And because we tend to, look at how people are. Look at people around you. You know, I was with some people earlier today when I was out, and I could tell, you know, I threw a little bit out there, and I wanted to see what their response would be, because people that are in love with God, they want to hear about God. They always want to be encouraged, but people that don't want what they want, you'll see it in their face, you know, and then they'll walk away. And guess what? I'm telling you, the shaking is coming. Even the world, the sinners, especially the rich ones, they see a change coming they don't like. You know, we about to go into the caste of society that was prophesied. Now, understand that. This is another misnomer. This is just another FYI. The stuff that go on in the Bible, World War III, and all that stuff that's going on, that is not the will of God. That's just God's capability of letting us know the future before it happened. He's the only one. I know them folk think they can tell you your future. That's just a setup. Because I'm going to tell you, you want to prove them? Tell them to give you the 6 digits to the lotto. You'll see how much they don't know. Tell them to give it to you 10 times in a row. Okay? They don't know nothing. All right. But anyway. All right. Now, this is the book of Isaiah. You know, they called Isaiah the eagle-eyed prophet because he could see down the road. God would show him things to come. You know, it had to be a trip. I know they would go back and look at their food and like, what did I eat? Because that was crazy. If you read the book of Isaiah and Ezekiel, you'll know. I bet you they stay away from mushrooms. Because they're like, man, oh no, I just seen some stuff. Seen angels. Man, shoot, I just heard somebody else talking about how big angels are. They are. They are humongous. Mean looking. Oh, man. Hallelujah. It says in Isaiah chapter 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Hallelujah. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Which means God with us. Hallelujah. 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 The God-like one, the mighty one. Amen. Hallelujah. El, that's what it says in the Hebrew. El. Now think about that. You know, and it's amazing, Satan picked up on what God said in the garden about the Savior, his seed, shall bruise his seed, and that the woman's seed, but specifically, and he tried to copy that and distract people and his people because they read, historical accounts of alleged supernatural births, they think that, you know, that this birth of Jesus was the same, except for one thing about it. The track record of miracles behind the birth of Jesus Christ, it still goes on today. You know, I just recently saw a video of how people, let me tell you something, it takes some serious faith to live in a country where you know that believing on Jesus is going to bring your sudden death and violently, and ain't no telling how much torture go on before that. You got to know that you know that you know that you know. And you got people around here in this country, United States of America and Canada, ashamed. I can see why Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father. Shame, 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 shame. And he ain't asking you to go around all day long talking about praise the Lord. I mean, you do yourself some good, though, praising God all day long. You don't have to shout it all every place. But think about this. Only God would come up with some of this. Satan tried to duplicate that, but he couldn't back it up. Wasn't no miracles. Man, was I ain't gonna even name the name because they ain't even worth the time. Because again, you don't go to college and get a degree in this. And you can go to college. I've talked to people that went to Bible college and they know less than whew, God Jesus. I don't think they know the difference between Chronicles and Corinthians. I was really surprised. Really, I really had expected more from this person. I have a great love for him and respect. But they don't know nothing because it still comes back to studying the Bible. I mean, to get the pieces of the Bible, the puzzle of life, you got to go to God. You got to go to God. You'll be sitting there looking at the pieces and you won't even find the corners to this thing. Just talk to people. They'll let you know that just simply knowing that Jesus is Lord and your ability to stand on that alone will tell you how far ahead you are at him. You got a little more than fire insurance. Learn how to use that, because you're going to need it in the future, the very, very near future. You know, this is another thing I'm telling people. But see, God knew this. This is an empowerment. We are part of the kingdom of God in the earth, all right? We're part of the kingdom of God. Now, this was the declaration, and let's go to Matthew chapter 1. I believe that's what I want there. And here God is talking to Joseph. Hallelujah. And I'm going to just go ahead on and stick with this program. I mean, we're talking about that Jesus is the real reason for the season. That's what this is about. Amen. And that's why we go through training day. Because Jesus is the reason, and without him, see, God knew, he knew we weren't going to be God. He knew we would be all right for a second, but then there would come that challenge. Because handling the mind and the emotions and the will, as you know from your own experience, can be challenging. Because you have days, it's like you can eat something and just find yourself depressed. And God find depression insulting. Now, you know, while I'm at it, you know, if you can't commit suicide, you're not going to be depressed and praise God at the same time. Been there, you know. I just recently had some challenges thrown at me. You're going to get them. The longer you are at this, for you to see the power of God in you, God will do like he did with Job. Sit back and let Satan throw stuff at you. But what God expects is for you to respond according to the word. Now, if you don't have no word, you know, they talk about the Hostess Twinkie, like when you squeeze it, cream come out. So whatever's in you going to come out. If all you know is whining and complaining, that's what's going to come out, whining and complaining. See? So, you know, but you build yourself up in the spirit, praising God. And it really helps if you pray in the spirit. But if nothing else, praise God. Because that will, listen, if you go to the upper room, they were praising God. It said they were filled with the spirit, okay, and began to speak in other tongues. People get that backwards. They get it twisted. They were filled first. How? You know, the Lord showed me once when he was teaching me on that, like a baby bird being fed by his mama. The baby's bird mouth was wide open. If your mouth ain't wide open, ain't nothing coming in. It's that ongoing exchange. Trust me. Try it. Try it. That, you know, think about it. I'm going to tell you something, Christian. Take 2 minutes. 2 minutes, 120 seconds every day, twice a day, and just praise God. Get yourself off somewhere and just thank God. Change your life. Change your life, especially before you get ready to read the Word. Change your life. He'll turn on. It's like reading the Bible at night, and you got a flashlight. You'll see exactly what you need to see, hear what you need to hear. That's how you get. You confused, you troubled, you tried. See, this is the blessing, one of the greatest blessings God gave us. Amen. So, it says, so we're going to, verse 18. This is Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. You got to study. I like Matthew. It's amazing how God directed him, because the birth, Jesus' genealogy, which begins this book, starts with Abraham, you know. And I was in alone for a while and not, you know, this is why I say don't read the Bible without praying. Because I would see that, and I'm like, all right, you know, he didn't, I guess he just didn't get the other part of the story. No, yeah, he knew the other part of the story. Amen. God selected him. God told him to write it that way, okay? And that's something that's challenging in life. God will have you, trust me. I expected flack when God told me, when I asked him why he let the devil exist, and it's really simple, because God can't lie. You can't steal, deceive. John 10:10 splits it up. It tell you who does what. Satan come to steal, kill, and destroy, and God come to give you life and death more abundantly. So he can't do the corrupt stuff. He could have role-played and taught us. Okay, he could have explained it to us because we were going to, but they didn't wait. So God like, hey, got lemons, make some lemonade. Add some sugar to it. His name Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary, talking about Jesus, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Woo-hoo, poke, Lord, hallelujah. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save Richard from his sins. And now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Okay, let me help you with that a little bit. Remember I said God is omnipresent in time, space, and in being. Okay? So, you know, I know, you know, it's a term they threw at us, and you can go look it up and commune with God for y'all folk that want to go a little deeper. It's called anthropomorphism, okay? Because you got to look at what we're dealing with, okay? I'm a spirit with a mind, will, and emotions, which is how I express and communicate, and you know what's going on with me or not going on with me, and I'm inside of a body, all right? That's called a soul. That's the soulish realm. If I'm outside of my body, I would look just like I look now. I probably wouldn't be brown skinned, you know, presently, okay? You would see an outline of me, and the force of energy, the power would be even greater than what it is now, because it wouldn't have the limitation. This would happen to people when they pass away. They slip them out of their body, and there are hundreds of videos of Satan trying to double gang that too, so be careful, okay? People out there You know, that's Satan. He does that. That's what he does. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. See, that's another reason why God, see, he's the father of lies. God did not put lies out in the earth. Satan did, okay? And anyway, so but you got to grasp all this. I mean, it's obviously overwhelming to people. I find people, they don't even like talk this. They don't want to learn. They don't even want to learn. And I, you know, we are approaching, we the generation that have seen a fulfillment of prophecy at a phenomenal rate. You know, it's incredible. I mean, we can't pinpoint. Listen, Jesus said, no man knows the day or the hour. But he told us things going to be so crazy, you're going to know what time it is. You're going to know. He didn't say no man know the year, the century, or the month, and the day and hour. He held a week. Because, look, I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's crazy. This stuff they don't show you on the media. You got to dig deep. But it don't matter. If you're in Christ, I ain't trying to live outside of him. No way, no how. I'm telling you, I'm thinking, I'm making some things, contemplating some decisions so I can have more time. When he call, I go. When he say go, I do. You know, I don't question the size of where I have to go to, who I have to go speak. I go. And this is where our mind is. This is what we're supposed to be. You know, people, I notice now you got these franchise churches and college grads that are creating franchises for people. It ain't about that. You know, before, I mean, you know, I admire my pastor. I watch how he do. He goes somewhere. Sometimes he has to go and get it started. He go where there are no churches. He go where there are no Bible teaching churches. That's what God sent him into. Where he got to start from scratch. Okay, he got to get out and minister to people and do outreach and it's a simple process. People don't resist prayer. I'm gonna tell you, you want to win people. This is what you do in outreach. You go out there and you offer them prayer. You know, you have to run up to them. Have you been born again? Do you know Jesus? They don't. They're clueless. You have the authority to give them a clue by praying for them. When you ask God to give them the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that's simple. Then God can get involved. And he, look at that. Go back and review your own life and how God brought you out. How many times you said no till you said yes. I know I said no a lot of times. And I wanted to say no that weekend of November 16th. I wanted to say no, but I couldn't. It's part of me wanted to say, I want to see what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you, that was the best decision I ever made in my life. I thought smoking dope had the best of getting high that you could get. It can't compare to the hope of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. You can't. This is why I'm telling you. When you're praising God, that's not just your emotion you're feeling. That's a connect. That's your connection to heaven. You are drawing in the Spirit. You know, I used to get upset if I didn't feel God's presence. I'm telling you, like, you don't like me no more. Amen. When I moved in this house and I started praising God, I'm like, okay, God, you show up wherever I am. Now, what's up? You don't like this house? I'm going to let this house go. God don't like it. I don't like it. Guess what? He showed up. Woo! Hallelujah. Have me a praising good time. We're going to have a praising good time. But anyway, let me keep on track. Yeah, I'm full of joy. I'm celebrating the birth of my Savior. I don't care what people say. I celebrate every day. This is just an annual celebration of a daily celebration. A reminder of the reminder. Hallelujah. All right. So we got this. Joseph. Think about it. I mean, I don't want to go. It's just some great. It's the look up Christmas story on YouTube. You see, so you get a lot of detail. Man, it's so deep. Like the shepherds that was in the field wasn't just running the mill shepherd. It was a specific group of shepherds, you know. And all the details that God is revealing. You know, I heard something the other day one of the reasons why we know more now, as I, just like I said, my Bible, my first Bible was Marcionites or something like that. They didn't have 60,000 texts to put together. They only had what they had. And God worked with that because it gave them enough to keep going. You know, and a lot of people had only one thing. Jesus has come, and they lived off that. They didn't know all that we know. They didn't have the book of Ephesians and Colossians and Corinthians, but they lived off what they have. We got it all. We have no excuse. Man, I watch so much stuff on TV. I love it, though. I love it. I mean, they did not, I believe if they had had the internet during the time of Noah, they would have, more people would have been on that boat. That boat would have been bigger. Noah would have had a lot of help building it. Probably would have been twice as long. And there would have been a lot of people because they were like, you know what? Yeah, that's right. It ain't rain. They would have, yeah, man, people is acting crazy as all get out. You know, we got crazy giants running around. And we yeah, something going on. But, you know, I need it. They would have been different. But, see, we have no excuse. Anybody to get left behind, I hate to say you deserve it, but you do. Because you chose it. Ain't nothing. See, I get it. Satan has thrown some stuff out there. I mean, some toys. I see the picture of a 300-foot yacht the other day, you know. And you know what that is? That's a lonely guy. 300-foot yacht, and he's a lonely guy. You know, he got to hope to attract some people around him so he can feel special. I am never lonely. I am never lonely. I'm telling you. Do you know what it means when you know that you're a child of the God of creation? I can't be. That he loved me so much that he sent his first begotten son. It was his only begotten, but now he's the first begotten. He made us sons. John 1:12, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God and daughters. Okay. Amen. Folks be tripping. Eh? You just talk about the women, men, like men. I mean, I'm not part of it. Yeah, you're part of it. Anyway. All right. But Joseph, I mean, think about the culture at that time. See, it ain't like now. Yeah, I'm going to just say it. Women get out there and just don't, that man ain't got an eye, ain't what they say. Ain't got a pot to pour water in and a window to throw it out. You know, back during then, they chaperoned. You couldn't do stupid. You know, and it's amazing how they think that's okay. Because we think that this is not democratic, and it does not make your life easier. You know? Amen. All right. So, we talked about that. Amen. So, hallelujah. I mean, you got to think about how God put all this together. And the fact, I mean, where it's going on top of that. Again, get with God. I don't expect you to just believe everything I'm telling you, but the fact is, look at how this thing is set up. When you read the book of Revelation, read it. Say this with me. I promise the Lord, I will read the whole book of Revelation. Because you know what? If you read that, it's so crazy. It's crazier than Genesis. Less chapters, but crazier. There's 50 chapters in Genesis. It's only 22. But all the way through it, this is to get your mind past this little trickle of stuff we see down here. We people chasing gold, and I get it. Okay, God, don't mind you having a big gold necklace around your neck. You know, it's kind of dangerous, but, you know, I mean, the fact is, God thinks he makes streets out of it. We use asphalt. He used gold, you know, and they heat it because people walk around barefooted. You know, they ain't got no misery. None. Zero. I mean, please. I'm telling you, when I hear about people dying, I get it. I miss, you know, I feel the pain sometimes. But then I start thinking about the joy they have, and I'm like, well, they having joy. So it don't use me being depressed. But this happened. Why? I mean, what Jesus went through. But even that part, I remember the first time I heard about the transition. Okay. Let me find that. I should have marked this out better. Okay, because You think about the fact that God portioned himself into the man Jesus. He came from heaven. We got a song. He came from heaven to earth to show us the way. Came from heaven. Gave up royalty to come down here to redeem us. Now, you know, because I noticed this with the atheists. They want to know, and I get it. Because some of them are just not, they weren't like I was. They wasn't taking property from big businesses. You know, so they like, I didn't steal. I don't lie all the time. Because ain't nobody can say they never lie, okay? And so they don't see themselves as a bad person. But see, this is the issue. Oh, okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to John chapter 3. Okay. I think it's verse 6. And wait a minute. That's John chapter 1. I mean, John chapter 3. All right, verse 1. Now, okay, let's read this, and we're going to read the verse. We're going to read 7 verses, because 7 is the number of completion. And you can look that up on now. I'm amazed at how God saw to it that a lot of things as simple as what do numbers mean, and they relate to what God is doing, that they put it on Google. And then you're talking about a bunch of atheists. But God, they sure they put that information out there. Because God, at the end of the day, see, this is, I'm telling you, this is one of the blessings of prayer. You can pray some things that God can do in the earth, I'm telling you. He said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man could do these miracles that you do except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now notice the difference there. He said, first you couldn't see it, now you can't enter it. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. See, again, that event goes back to when Adam surrendered control of the garden to Satan. You were born into a situation. You know, eventually somebody was going to blow it. And, you know, okay, it just happened. It happened. You know, if Adam had been omniscient, okay, Adam was without sin, but he was not omniscient. Think about that now. He would have been able to read the devil's mind. Eve would have been able to read the devil's mind and know that he was participating in deception. But they were unable to do that, as much as I can't read my wife's mind. If she don't speak something, so I can tell in the face sometimes, but but if you can't read the mind, you don't know what they're thinking. So deception, and think about this now. Satan had got kicked out of heaven, kicked out for rebelling in heaven where sin is not allowed. And God didn't destroy him. Why? Because God, when you see the term from the foundations of the world in the Bible, anyway, from the foundations of the world, that meant that at At the point that God decided, before he even created angels, because everything emanated from God, okay? At that point, he had decided that he was going to have a family. That's the main thing. And they were, listen, right now I'm amazed. I saw some comments on YouTube that they call, when you use the term, and I don't stop using it because, people try to say speaking in tongues is of the devil. I mean, that's your problem. You know, God answers, okay? God answers. I learned quick early. When I read 1 Timothy, when I read Titus and Timothy about, you know, that people got their own mind. I'm accountable to what I say to God. And I run things through him because I want to understand him, okay? But bottom line is, God didn't just come up with a plan B, as I said earlier, you know, when he put all this together. He knew from that point that what was going to go down. And he knew who was going to accept and who was going to reject. And I'm sure that he had to go through a little upset, a little hurt. That's why I like to cheer him up and tell him how good he is, because he had to, you know, experience the people that reject him. I was looking up for where God said that if my eyes could water, because God is a spirit, and that I would cry rivers for my people Israel. And but anyway, let me stay focused here. Anyway, I was looking for something. I got it down here. Bottom line is this. This is not an error by God, and Christmas is not an accident. The reason Christmas exists, I'm going to just clue here, it's because God wanted to. He wanted every year for somebody to remember. You know, because when I remember earlier, I said I asked God why he let Christmas exist. He told me, because I remember back in 1975 was when he first introduced. I was with my brother one night, and we had a shocking experience. my younger brother that has gone on to be with the Lord, he said it got your attention. And it did. It did. Because we had experience. It's amazing. Me and my brother, we was out getting high, celebrating Christmas. And I was driving down the freeway, high as kites, and it just came on us to just start shouting "Happy Birthday, Jesus!" and it took over. See, because we had been taught about God and about the Holy Spirit, we didn't really understand who was in us, even at that time, in our foolishness. Okay, and the thing, the shocking thing was that it just took over, and everything that night changed. You know, I think it was the first time I seen the Northern Star, and it gleamed just like this star did when Jesus was born. And the following year, I could think about the events as they led up to that day in November. It's like I knew that was going to be my last year. It's like I was waiting on an execution. And I was. I died to sin. Thanks to Jesus. I mean, God delivered me from myself. And this is the whole point. You got to understand that this was the birth of the revelation of the love of God. That's what it is. This always, all the way through the Bible, is always about the love of God. The love. How much love he had. If you can't, the only way to feel fail at this, you have to quit. You have to stop. You have to reject him. If you keep getting up and keep going, I guarantee you will make it to the end. Don't look at how everybody else is doing. You just look at how you doing with God. Don't go a day without talking to him. Don't go a day without talking to him. I mean, don't just say something. Be direct. Be emphatic. Be enthusiastic. And it don't, trust me, he will, and don't go a day without reading the word. Don't go a day without reading the word. Read something. Read a verse. You know, read something. You know, they got verses come to you in the text message every day. Do something and say it. Read it out loud. Amen. But anyway, so maybe this is the first time you heard this. I know everybody that can hear have heard about the birth of Christ and Christmas. But did you know that you can receive him literally inside your spirit? You know, your spirit that makes your eyes see, your ears hear, and your mouth talk, your feet walk. That's you inside the body. The body is not you. You run it. So for him to come in there with you, he needs your permission, adults, children even. God made this so anybody can receive it. All you have to do is say this with me. Lord God in heaven, I believe that Jesus is your son. I believe you sent him to die for our sin. I believe he was born of a virgin. I believe that he succeeded and was resurrected again. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and to save me now. And I say with my mouth, and I believe in my heart, that I am saved and I am born again. Amen. And I tell you, enjoy this Christmas. Don't get caught up in that, you know, I ain't got no money. You know, I just got hit with car repairs that just, I could have bought a new car for, a used car for the price of what I got to pay because, you know, I didn't want to get out there in the cold to fix it. But anyway, you know, but I'm not depressed about that. Because at the same time, I am totally confident that I'm going to be raptured. And my salvation is not dependent upon me. I mean, I do my best. I do my share. I try to live right, talk right, act right, do what God say, do when he say, do the best of my ability, not to the best of your ability. Amen. And I'm comfortable. And I'm telling you, God will let you know if you're too far off track. He's loving. He'll not only let you know, he'll help you get back on track. All right? But know this. Prayer and praise is God trusting you with his power. Prayer works by faith. Faith works by love. And God is love. And have a very merry Christmas. Be blessed. Shalom.
Yeah.